今天的题目是要尽心爱神。
The title for today is Love God with all your heart.
我们所要看的经文是在生命记第六章第四节到第五节。
And the text is from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 and 5.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
有一位精通旧约律法的律法师来试探耶稣。
There once was someone who knew the Old Testament very well, who came to test Jesus.
他因此问了耶稣一个问题。
So he asked Jesus a question.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中第一且是最大的。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
其次也相反，就是爱人如己。
And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments.
那主耶稣回答这个律法师的时候，
And as Jesus was answering this lawyer,
那引用了生命记一句最中心的一段经文。
He used a very central part, phrase from Deuteronomy.
也就是生命记第六章第五节。
And that is Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
那除此之外，主耶稣也引用了利未记十九章第十八节。
And besides this, Jesus also used Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 18.
不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbors as yourself. I am the Lord.
主耶稣的回答不止精辟准确。
And Jesus' answer was concise and correct.
并且使到这位要来刁难主耶稣的律法师感到很惊讶。
And it also surprised the lawyer who tried to test Jesus.
然后是的，读过生命记的人。
Yes, for those who have read Deuteronomy.
都知道尽心、尽性、尽意爱神是生命记的一个中心要句。
They know that to love the Lord with your God with all your soul and with all your heart, all your soul and all your might is a central point.
表达神对我们最高的要求和期望。
And that's the highest requirement and desire that God has for us.
我们耶和华是独一无二的真神。
God is the one true God.
是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
神是创造天地万物的主宰。
God is the God who created heaven and earth.
因此人人都要敬拜他。
Therefore, everyone will worship him.
赞美他。
Praise him.
以他为自己生命的主宰。
And have him as their own personal Lord. 然
后生命记教导我们要敬畏耶和华。
And, Deuteronomy teaches us to fear God.
尽心、尽力、尽意去爱他。
And to love him with all your heart, soul, and might.
来侍奉他。
To serve him.
为什么我们要尽心、尽力、尽意爱这位神？
Why do we need to love the Lord our God with all your heart, soul, and might?
原因有两方面。
There are two reasons.
第一，因为耶和华是独一的真神。
First, because God is a true God.
我们记载在第四、第五节， 这么说。
And in verses 4 and 5 it says,
他说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
那这两节经文是犹太人经常诵读的一个祷告文。
And these two verses is what Jews often recite as prayer.
与基督徒所经常诵读的主祷文有一点相似。
And similar to the Lord's Prayer that Christians often recite.
然后这段经文包含了两个相辅相成的一个观念。
And these verses contains two complementary ideas.
也就是认定这位神是独一的神。
And to acknowledge that God is the only true God.
当一个人认定耶和华是独一的真神。
And when people acknowledge that God is the true God.
他必会尽心尽意尽力去爱这位神。
Then he will love the Lord your God, then he will love the God with all their heart, soul, and mind.
并且忠心的来去侍奉他。
And will serve him faithfully.
耶和华独一的神这个观念。
And God being the only God.
是来自这个十诫第一条诫命。
The concept comes from the Ten Commandments, the very first commandment.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
那么这条诫命吩咐人不可，只有耶和华是独一的真神。
This commandment says that only God is the true God.
不可以其他的假神或者偶像来取代。
He cannot be replaced by false gods or idols.
我们在四章三十九节也这么说。
In chapter 4, verse 39 it says,
所以今日你要知道，也要记在心上，天下地下，唯有耶和华他是神，除他以外，别无再无别神。
Acknowledge and take to heart this day, that the Lord is God in heaven, above, and on the earth below. There is no other.
那么十诫里面这句话除了我以外。
And in the Ten Commandments, there is no other.
然后这句经文说明说耶和华是独一的真神。
Basically, it says that God is a true God.
是我们唯一要去爱慕的。
He is the only one that we ought to love.
信靠还有敬拜的这个对象。
And the object of our faith and our worship.
我们在生命记里面，神借着摩西对以色列人做这个宣告。
And in Deuteronomy, God declared things to Israelites through Moses.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord our God is a one true God.
所以独一是一个形容词，说明神具有个别存在那种含义。
He's the only God, and that means that there's only one of him.
换句话说，耶和华是至高至尊的。
Therefore, he is unique and he's the highest.
绝无仅有的神。
There's no others.
他拥有绝对至高的主权。
He has the absolute authority.
那么在古代这个中东的文化是属于一个异教的文化。
In the ancient Middle East culture, it's a very paganistic culture.
然后在这个时代大多数的人都是敬拜偶像跟这些假神。
And during this time, most of the people there worshipped idols and false gods.
活在这个文化当中。
And living under this culture.
然后以色列人身为一个作为神圣洁子民的时候，这些人他们必须要非常的小心。
And the Israelites as God's holy people, they have to be very careful.
那么神借着摩西不断的向以色列人做出这个警告。
And through Moses, God continuously warned the Israelites.
提醒他们千万不可以拜这些假神和偶像。
Reminding them that they cannot worship, these false gods.
他们必须单单的敬拜这位耶和华神。
But they ought to worship the true God alone.
也不可以忘记耶和华是那位创造天地万物的主。
And nor are they to forget that God is the God who created heaven and earth.
所以当主耶稣讲到的时候，他经常引用这个生命记。
So when Jesus preached, he often used Deuteronomy.
啊，比如说在马可福音第十二章第二十九节。
For instance, in Mark chapter 12, verse 29.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们的神是独一的主。
The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
那主耶稣的门其中一个门徒约翰他很清楚知道。
And one of Jesus' disciples, John, was very clear.
主耶稣就是那一位独一的神。
That Jesus is the true God.
所以在约翰福音第十七章第三节啊他这么说。
So in John chapter 17 verse 3, he says,
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这个就是永生。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
所以耶和华除了是一位独一的神。
So besides God being the one true God,
生命记也说他拥有这个绝对的主权。
Deuteronomy also says that he has absolute authority.
因为耶和华你们的神他是万神之神万主之主至大的神大有能力大而可畏不以貌取人也不受贿赂他为孤儿寡妇伸冤又怜爱寄居的赐给他衣食。
For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the alien, giving him food and clothing.
那么这段经文里面，经文包含了三方面有关神绝对主权的三个特点。
And in this, verse, it shows three separate concepts of God having absolute sovereignty.
然后这位神是至高至尊的神。
And he is great and mighty and awesome.
所以我们看到这段经文里面说，因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主。
And it says, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords.
然后这句经文表明人对神的尊称的三重帖。
And it shows a threefold sense of God.
啊，这个尊称是希伯来文的文法一个独特的表达一个方式。
And it's a method of literary expression in Jewish language.
所以使用神尊称的三重帖的目的就是要表达神是神的至高性还有他超越性还有他的绝对性。
It's to describe his transcendency, his supremacy, and his absoluteness.
说明耶和华神是绝对的是独一的。
And it's stating that he is absolute and he is the unique one.
这位神高过一切。
And this God is greater than all.
他是掌管宇宙万物的主宰。
And he's a God who is in control of heaven and earth.
除他以外没有别的神。
And besides him, there are no other gods.
所以我们在新约圣经这个启示录十七章十四节看到同样的观念。
And we see the same concept in the New Testament in Revelation chapter 17 verse 14.
在那里描述到耶稣基督领导这个圣徒那个王权。
And it describes Jesus' kingship as he leads the Christians.
在启示录十七章第十四节说。
In Revelation chapter 17 verse 14 it says,
他们与羔羊征战羔羊必胜过他们因为羔羊是万主之主万王之王同作羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜。
They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
那么第二点就是这位神是大有能力的神。
And second point is that this God is one who is full of power.
所以按照这段经文第二点就是至大的神大有能力大而可畏。
And so according to this verse, the great God, mighty and awesome.
所以至大的神就是指神的伟大还有他的至高。
And, the greatness of God is his greatness, the great God is his greatness and his, high position.
大有能力是一个经世的一个俗语。
Mighty is a word concerning, military might.
所以用来描述这个万军之元帅。
And describing him as the general of the great army.
引导他的子民胜过敌人还有这个罪恶。
Leading his people to overcome and sin and others.
所以还有这个大而可畏就是指神的那种威严。
And awesome is his awesomeness.
当世人看到的时候他们应当感到害怕。
And when men sees it, they ought to fear.
所以在尼希米的时代。
So during the time of Nehemiah.
那些从巴比伦归回到耶路撒冷的犹太人在神的面前忏悔。
The Jews who returned from Babylon to Jerusalem, that they were repenting.
所以在他们的祷告中他们提到这位神是至高的神。大有能力，大而可畏。
In their prayer, they mentioned that God is a great God, mighty God, and awesome God.
然后我们看到这段经文里面的第三点。
And we see the third point in this passage.
这位神是绝对公平的。
And this God is always just.
不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
Who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes.
那么首先他不以貌取人就说明神是绝对公平的。
So, he shows no partiality, which means that he's absolutely just.
神不会偏待人。
He would not, take part in any individual.
神不会因为人的情面或者威吓而歪曲他的公义。
He would not pervert justice because of the appearance of an individual.
第二他也不受贿赂。
Secondly, he accepts no bribes.
英文把它翻译成 bribe, 或者我们今天很熟悉的一个就是 corruption.
Or, and sometimes we're used to the term corruption.
在今天这政坛上我们看到这个问题很糟糕。
We see, a real problem with corruption today.
但是神是不受贿赂。
But God is incorruptible. He does not accept bribes.
那么这说明神是站稳在这个公义的立场。
So we see that God is standing firmly in justice.
不因贪爱钱财而歪曲了自己的公义。
He will not pervert justice for the sake of money.
那么在这个古代的米索波大米亚的这种文化里面
And the ancient Mesopotamia cultures.
还有许多那些邻近的国家的文化。
And many of the nearby nations.
收受这个贿赂不止，只不过是成为富有的一个途径。
And accepting bribes is just one step towards becoming rich.
被看为不是什么恶行。
It's not considered as evil.
今天我们到处可以看到这种腐败的行为。
And we could see such corruption around us today.
但是圣经说的不一样。
But the Bible tells us differently.
那么收受这个贿赂是一种贪婪的一种行为。
And, accepting bribery is, an evil act.
是一种腐败的行为。
It is,
corrupt behavior, 带来很多很多不良的后果。
It brings about many bad consequences.
所以神要求他的子民行事必须要公正。
So God requires his people to act justly.
不可收受这个贿赂。
And not to accept bribes.
所以摩西对这些执行审判的官员说
So Moses tells those who judge.
而且向他们啊做出一个忠告。
And he warns them.
啊，不可喜欢正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧的人他的眼睛都会瞎掉，就能颠倒义人的话。
Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous.
那么在今天的社会，我们看到这些事情太多了。
And today in this society, we see too much of this.
因为人看到这个钱财的时候
，Because when people see the money,
他们眼睛都瞎了
，Their eyes become blind.
所以为什么我们要尽心尽力？敬意爱这位神。
Why are we supposed to love our God with our heart, soul, and might?
原因这位神是独一的神。
Because God is the one true God.
那么我们怎么样去爱这位神呢？
And how do we go about loving this God?
所以在刚才我们所看这个六章五节是生命记的一个要句。
And we see that chapter 6 verse 5 is a important verse from Deuteronomy.
也是生命记里面一个中心的思想。
It's also the central thought of Deuteronomy.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
所以尽心、尽性、尽力，我们可以把它解释成要用你所有的心。
And so with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, we could say that you have to love your God with all your heart.
用你所有的生命
All your life.
用你所有的力量来去爱这位神
And all your might to love the Lord your God.
那么这句经文劝勉我们要很彻底的去爱这位神
And this verse tells us to love our God completely.
那心里面没有任何的保留
，not withholding any part。
那个心呢，是指我们的思想，还有我们的意志。
And our heart refers to our thoughts and our will。
那么性呢，是指我们的灵魂或者我们的生命。
And our soul refers to our soul or our life。
有没有听过两个人在谈恋爱的时候
？And have you ever heard when people are dating？
你是 ，You are my soul。
People would say you're my soul.
那个力是指力量、才华和财富。
And might means your strength and all your wealth.
有一位叫做麦比智的，他解释这节经文说。
And there was a scholar who had,
他所提到的心、性和力，并不是指人不同心理的范围。
And when it's talking about heart, soul, and might, it's not just limited to a person's immediate situations.
而是强调一个共同的语义。
But it's talking about
It's a common language. 也就是完完全全的把我们自己献上给神。
And it's to offer ourselves completely to God.
刚才我想心是我们的心愿或者我们的意志。
And so I was saying that heart is perhaps our mind and our will.
这个性或者灵是指我们全人啊。
So our spirit, our life.
也就是强调人要将自己完完全全的献上给这位神。
And that is to offer ourselves completely to God.
所以尽心尽性尽意爱这位神，就是将我们的生命完完全全的献上给这位神。
So to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might is to give all of us, all ourselves to God.
所以来到新约的时代，主耶稣这么说。
So as we come to the New Testament, Jesus says,
人如果要爱他，
If men is to love him,
他们必须要放下一切。
He must lay aside everything.
并且要舍己的来跟随他。
And to follow him sacrificially.
那么根据路加福音第九章二十三节说。
According to Luke chapter 9 verse 23 it says,
耶稣又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
那么在马太福音第六章24节, 主耶稣也这么说。
And in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, Jesus says,
他说一个人不能够侍奉两个主, 不是恶这个爱那个, 就是重这个轻那个, 你们不可以侍奉神, 又侍奉马门, 马门就是钱财的意思。
No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
那么爱神, 我们可以看到有四个表现。
And there are four expressions of loving God.
第一个表现, 根据这些经文说, 这书上所写律法的一切话, 是叫你们敬畏耶和华你的神, 可荣可畏的名。
If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law which are written in this book and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God.
所以爱神的第一个表现就是敬畏神。
And so the first expression of loving God is to revere him.
而敬畏耶和华这个观念在整本生命记里面出现了15次。
And the concept of revering God appears 15 times in Deuteronomy.
说明这个是一个非常重要的一个教导。
Indicating that this is a very important teaching.
所以什么是敬畏神?
So what is revering God?
敬畏神有两个意思。
There are two meanings.
消极的来说。
From a negative perspective,
敬畏神就是害怕神。
It is to fear God.
因为神是圣洁公义的神。
Because God is holy and just.
我们是充满罪恶的人。
And we are full of sin.
因此当我们来到神的面前的时候, 我们必须要感到害怕。
So as we come before him, there is fear.
因为神是圣洁的, 我们是有罪的。
Because God is holy and we are sinful.
所以在 箴言书第3章第7节说,
So in Proverbs 3:7 it says,
不要自以为有智慧, 要敬畏耶和华, 远离恶事。
Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and shun evil.
这个是从这个消极的方面来看。
This is from a negative perspective.
然后积极的角度来看。
But from a positive perspective,
敬畏神是遵从神。
To revere the Lord is to honor and follow him.
而且相信他绝对的主权,
and to believe his absolute sovereignty.
并且愿意行在他的旨意中,
and be willing to live within his will.
然后敬畏神是这个信仰基本的一个态度。
And revering God is the basic attitude of our faith.
也是我们行事为人的一个根据。
And it's a basis for our actions and how we treat others.
然后在12世纪有一个犹太人这个拉比他这么说。
And in the 12th century there was a Jewish rabbi who said,
他说我们必须要敬畏耶和华。
Says we must fear the Lord.
然后我们才可以 学习并知道其他的事情。
Then we can learn and know other things.
那么这个是爱神的一个表现, 就是敬畏这位神。
And this is the first expression of loving God, and that is to revere him.
然后第二个爱神的表现, 就是一个爱神的人必须要遵守神的道。
And the second expression of loving God is to obey his commands.
所以按照这节经文说, 你若遵守耶和华你神的诫命, 遵行他的道, 他必照着向你所起的事立你作为自己的圣名。
The Lord will establish you as his holy people as he promised you on oath if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
所以遵行他的道, 我们可以 解释成就是走在神的道路上。
So to keep his commands, we could say that it is to walk in his ways.
那生命记用这个走路来形容我们生活上的行为。
And Deuteronomy uses walking to describe our actions in our lives.
所以道跟路是一个比喻。
So the command and a walk is, it's a comparison.
描述到神的旨意。
It talks about God's will.
所以这个道跟路有两个意思。
So there's, two meanings.
那么神要我们走在他的道路上。
God wants us to walk in His path.
因为这个是最好的路。
Because this is the best way.
那而且神应许他必须引导我们。
And God promises that He will lead us.
那同时他也应许与我们同在。
And He also promises to be with us.
啊，保护我们。
To protect us.
所以摩西劝勉以色列人要遵守神的道。
So Moses exhorts the Israelites to obey God's commands.
因为这个是当有的表现。
Because this is what they ought to do.
也是一个蒙福的一个途径。
It is also the path towards being blessed.
所以在这段经文这么说。
So in this passage it says,
他说看啊，我今日将生以福，死以祸，陈明在你面前。
See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity.
他说吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道。
And that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to His.
遵守他的诫命，律例，典章，使你们可以存活，人数增加。
To walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply.
耶和华你的神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福给你。
And that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it.
然后爱神的第三个表现。
And the third expression of loving God.
也就是爱神的人必须要侍奉这位神。
And that is those who love God must serve Him.
所以这节经文说你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，只做他的名起誓。
Here it says, fear the Lord your God, serve Him only, and take your oaths in His name.
所以什么是侍奉？
And what is serve?
那么侍奉神其实有三个含义。
There's actually three meanings for serving God.
啊，第一就是我们每天所做的事情。
One is what we do every day.
啊，比如说你去工作。
Perhaps going to work.
或者参与各种行业。
Or whatever job you're in.
或者做各种的事物。
Or whatever you do.
啊，就是我们做的事情。
It's everything we do.
然后第二个含义就是服侍人。
Second meaning is serving others.
啊，比如说我们接待客人。
For instance, receiving guests.
啊，我们照顾人或者辅导人。
We care for other people or we counsel others.
啊，我们周济这些有需要或者有这些穷人。
We help the needy and the poor.
然后第三个含义就是敬拜主。
And the third meaning is to worship God.
啊，就好像我们今天来到这里来敬拜这位神，来以诗歌来歌颂他。
And just as today, we come together and we serve Him through our songs.
或者我在这里传讲神的道。
Or I'm here to preach in God's word.
啊，我们奉献的金钱等等。
And the money that we offer, etc.
那广义来说，凡是为主所做的事情，都是侍奉神。
In a broader sense, whatever we do to serve God.
啊，并没有分别是什么是属灵或者属世的事情。
There should not be a distinction between spiritual and secular.
所以当你们去上班的时候。
So when you go to work.
你们是正在侍奉神。
You are serving God.
如果你们是按照神的旨意去行的话。
If you do things according to God's will.
你们是侍奉神。
You serve God.
所以保罗在新约圣经哥罗西书第三章二十三节说
So Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23,
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
然后第四个爱神的表现。
And the fourth expression of loving God.
也就是遵守神的吩咐。
And is to obey God's commands.
在二十九节说，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的诫一切的诫命，使他们和他的子孙永远得福。
Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commandments always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
所以遵守就是接受神的吩咐。
And to obey is to accept God's commands.
而且把神的诫命把它行出来。
And to live out His commands.
还有这节经文也说，所以你们要照耶和华你们的神所吩咐的，谨守遵行，不可偏离左右。
And this verse says, so you shall observe to do just as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right or to the left.
所以不可偏离左右，它的意思就是当我们行事的时候，我们不可以离开神的标准。
So not turning to the right or the left, that means whatever we do, we cannot depart from God's standard.
也不可以歪曲神的真理。
And we cannot twist God's truth.
所以摩西认为，如果一个人要蒙神的祝福，
So Moses thinks that if a person is to be blessed by God,
他必须要遵守神的话。
He needs to obey God's commands.
那同时摩西也警告以色列人，也警告我们。
And Moses also warns the Israelites and us.
如果一个人不爱神，
If a person does not love God.
如果一个人不遵守他的道，
If a person does not obey his commands.
咒诅就会临到他的身上。
Then curse will come to him.
那其实保罗在哥林多也这么说。
And Paul says in Corinthians as well.
他说若有人不爱主，这人可咒可诅，诅必要来。
If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, O Lord.
我们在新约圣经约翰福音记载了这段经文。
And in the New Testament, the book of John, it records.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?"
我想这些可能包括彼得所爱的。
These includes everything that Peter loves.
啊，彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
He said to him, "Tend my lambs."
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
He said to him again, a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
啊，彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep."
然后第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
所以彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”他就感到忧愁。
Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?"
他就对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知道，不知的，你知道我爱你。”
And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的羊。”
Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep."
所以我们必须要尽心、尽性、尽意爱我们的神。
So we need to love our Lord, your God with all your heart, soul, and might.
耶稣说这个是最大的诫命，而且是第一条。
Jesus said this is the greatest commandment.
让我们来遵守主耶稣所说的。
Let us obey what Jesus says.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前来审查我们的内心。
Let's come before God and examine our hearts.
到底我们的爱在哪里？
Where is our love?
我们是否爱这个世界多过爱这位神？
Do we love this world more than God?
或者我们爱世界上的东西或者人多过于爱这位神？
Or we love the things of this world or the people of this world more than God?
让神的光光照我们的心。
May God's light shine in our hearts.
审查我们的心思意念。
Examine our hearts and our thoughts.
也让我们知道我们对神的爱到底是怎么样的。
So we might know what kind of love do we have for God.
神邀请我们要尽心尽意尽性地爱他。
God invites us to love him with our heart, soul, and might.
我们爱神的心要超过一切。
And our love for God ought to exceed everything else.
神是我们生命的主。
God is the Lord of our lives.
他必须要居首位。
He must have supremacy.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们能够更加的爱你。
So we may love you more.
让我们的爱一天比一天，一年比一年更加的深。
So our love may grow deeper day by day and year by year.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.